So last Sunday, we read Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 about you are the light of the world. How Jesus came to be the light of the world. That if we know Him and surrender to Him, we're out of the darkness. We come to the light. And that you are to be the light of the world now. That's what God calls us all to, and that we should let our light shine. And I talked about how, in the beginning of my ministry at the Lighthouse, it was called the Lighthouse, that we, not just those that came through that building, but were a part of this church, be obedient, doing what God's called us to do, to be a light to the world, to let our light shine, not for anyone else, but to bring glory and honor to God. And so today we're going to backing up to verse 13. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. So we know that we should be a light to the world. Let your light shine wherever you might go, right? Wherever God sends you or calls you to, we're all missionaries. We can't all go to Thailand and Bolivia and all those places. We can pray for those people that do, and we can certainly be obedient in our giving so that they financially be able to stay where they are. Yes, we can do that. But we're to be a light to the world, wherever God might send us, wherever your mission field is. It's different for all of us, wherever we might go on a daily basis or this week. But this says, you are the salt of the earth. Well, let's talk about salt for a second. You ever thought about it? So if you sit down at home to eat a meal, or you're at the restaurant, or wherever you are, you're going to eat a meal. First, no, not everybody does this, because some people should not have any salt intake. Your doctor tells you that. But most people are like, hey, can you pass the salt? Hey, where's the salt at? Ma'am, could you bring the salt? And what's interesting about that is you haven't even tasted anything yet. You ever thought about that? People want to pass the salt, please, or I need salt. How do you know that? You haven't even tasted it yet. And if you can't eat salt, don't be saying that. Okay? So think about that. Salt, you know, we think about food. Salt has a big part in that. And if you're cooking, maybe you put enough salt in it. You might tell people that, hey, there's already salt in it. It's okay, I need more. That's the salt, okay? And we do that. We think about salt. And what does it do? Well, we think it makes it taste better, right? Sometimes it doesn't, but in our mind, we'll put some salt on it to make it better. You know, and your husband might say, how's it taste? Oh, just add a little salt. That probably doesn't make you feel very good, does it? I mean, because if I say, I'm adding some salt, it tastes horrible. That's what you're thinking. Whoever cooked is thinking, oh, that meat is no good. You need to add salt. And so you think about salt and how we apply it and what it's used for. Now, you know, back in the day, I did some research on this, way before my time, and all of you too, in the ancient days, salt was very important. They didn't have refrigerators, so they couldn't keep things cool, and they couldn't, you know, keep meat cool. So they would take salt and rub it all over everything, right, especially meat, and that would refrigerate it. So salt was very important. Salt was very important to keep things fresh or preserved so they could eat it. So we think about all these things that we really don't think about. Salt is something that we use, and we sometimes don't think about it, but salt really has played a really important part in our society. And like I said, it was used to preserve it, not only as a seasoning. We think of it as a seasoning to enhance flavor, but as I said, it was used long before refrigerators, and salt was coarsely rubbed into meat so that it could be saved and stored over time, remaining useful for nourishment. So people have been very resourceful with salt. So it says here that you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? Think about it. Now, I have a little activity we're going to do here in a minute. This salt right here has been at the Lighthouse probably since 1996 when the place was built. So I wouldn't use this to enhance your food, because I'm sure that maybe it's lost its saltiness. I don't know, but we think of salt and how it makes things better, right? Or makes things taste better. And I'm going to read this, this research that I found. It says that salt loses its saltiness. Okay, so Jesus is saying that, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how will it be made salty again? Can it? The salt to which Jesus was referring to was not like the refined sodium chloride that we use today. It was a coarse white powder, mined from the area of the Dead Sea that contained gypsum and was other minerals mixed in with it. And over time, the sodium chloride would leach out of the powder, leaving a chalky, tasteless powder that was poured on roads and pathways. So we use salt. Think about that. Yeah, we use salt to make things better, make our food better, make our roads better, and no longer useful for seasoning or preserving. It was discarded. So if it lost its saltiness on food, it could be used for other things, or it was just discarded and thrown out. So there's your chemistry lesson on minerals and chemicals. And of course, Mr. Miles is in here, and I don't know a whole lot about those chemicals because I had him in chemistry, right? So we love Mr. Miles, right? So there's your history of chemicals and minerals on salt and what it really means. Is it no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot? It is, right? If it loses its saltiness, it doesn't make things taste better. We can use it on roads or use lots of salt around here, especially at the Baptist church. But think about it. If we put salt on the roads, what's it do? It causes potholes, doesn't it? And it causes other kinds of issues, right? You are the salt of the earth. So God calls us. A little bit later here, we read that, and we've already read that last week about to be a light to the world. But you're to be the salt of the earth. We're to make things better, right? As Christians, as God's people, as followers of Jesus, we're called to make things better. That's why Jesus came, right? To be the salt of the earth, to make life better, make things better. But people have to believe that and trust in that and surrender to that. That God tells us that if we follow him, wow, that he'll bless us and take care of us. So how can we be the salt of the earth? How can we be the salt of the earth? Well, you know, we read God's word, and certainly we know God's word tells us what we certainly should be doing and what we need to be doing. And right there, as it says to us in Matthew chapter 5, that you're the salt of the earth. And we don't want to lose our saltiness. How do we lose that? Well, we lose it when we're out of God's word. We lose it when we're not in Bible study, whether it be here or not, okay? So if we want to be the salt of the earth, we have to study God's word. We have to know it and be in Bible study and study God's word together with other people. We need to be in prayer all the time. Be in prayer ministry, praying with other people. I believe that we can be the salt of the earth by all these things we're doing right here. Everything is listed in your bulletin this morning. We're being a salt to the earth, sharing his love with others, right? Being involved in the church, being a part of fellowship and service. That's how we're the salt of the earth. But if we don't do those things that God calls us to do, then we lose our saltiness. Therefore, we lose our purpose to which God calls us on, to love others and certainly to spread his love with other people. I want to share a few verses this morning that kind of help us understand what that might mean to be the salt of the earth. And I'm just going to share some of these, and you can follow along. In John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35 says this: a new command I give you, love one another. That's not new to us, right? As Christians, we've known that for a long time, right? But to them, certainly it was, as in the early church and teaching those believers, love one another as I have loved you, so that you must love one another. So Jesus is telling the disciples and all those that were listening, I'm telling you this, to love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Wow. If you want to be the salt of the earth, right? We're to love one another. If we're to be obedient, to do what God tells us to do. He says to love everyone. And even as Amber said this morning, people have different beliefs and certainly not condoning those things, following God's word, knowing that to be the truth. But when people believe different than we do, God still loves them. We should too. When people do horrible things to other people, we should still love them. Not making right what they've done, but we should still love them. So if you want to be a salt to the earth and a light to the world, it says to love. It says you must love one another. Wow. Must means you should probably do that, right? Especially from God's word, that you must love one another. God tells us that. So if you want to be a salt to the earth, I mean, are we loving one another? Now, it doesn't say a list of people here that you are to love. It says love one another. That would mean loving everyone. That was John 13, verses 34 and 35. 1 Peter, verses 15 and 16, But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. For it is written, be holy because I'm holy. 1 Peter 1:15-16. That doesn't say be perfect, right? Be holy. How can we be holy? Knowing God's word, being obedient, and following his instructions, and doing what he asked us to do. Being the salt of the earth. Being like Jesus, that's being the salt of the earth. Loving one another, that's being the salt of the earth. Being holy, and meaning following God's word and trying to emulate and be like him. That's what that means. Being the salt of the earth. Our saltiness is useless when we remain in the shaker. Think about that. You know, God calls us all to do something. I believe that. And God can use us all to do something to bring glory to his name. And this verse actually is the theme for the World Mission Offering this year for missionaries all over the world. And that's what they're being called to do and sent to do, be the salt of the earth wherever God might send them. Our saltiness is useless when we remain in the shaker. When we become inwardly focused only on our personal spirituality or the life of our Christian communities. So think about that. Yeah, we need to be here this morning. We need to learn about Jesus. We need to pray and be together in fellowship. But don't just stay here. When you leave here, you're going to be the salt of the earth, wherever that might be, wherever God calls you. I mean, think about it. What if I were staying in shape? You would have someone else as your pastor today. That'd be sad, wouldn't it? Somebody like, yeah, it might be okay, right? Gosh, what if Keith and Debbie Myers and JB and Ron DeReed, and I forget them all, but there's several from our, in the Aragons, from our convention, from all over. What if they stay in Shaker? What about the people we saw in this video? What if they stay in Shaker? All the people that are helping and the difference they're making? Wow. What if you don't do a shoebox? I mean, that's okay, but what if we didn't have a shoebox ministry? Wow, that helps lots of people. Don't stay in Shaker. Don't just come to church and stay in here, but go and do what God calls us to do. It's when we're poured out that we're obedient. It's when we're poured out and let ourselves being poured out that we're being obedient and serving God. When we become engaged in what God's doing, when we become engaged in what God's doing. Have you read this? It says, engaging in God's ministry together. All of us together are doing what God's taught us to do. The Baptist Convention theme is doing together what we can't do alone. That together as Christians, in the Baptist church, we're doing what we can't do by ourselves, engaging in what God has called us to do. When we become engaged in God's mission in our neighborhoods, in our schools, in our work, in our cities, in our nation, all over the world, and breaking all these national cultural boundaries, that's when we're being the salt of the earth. To the ends of the earth. Says, you're the salt of the earth, but it shall. But if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salt again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Yeah, we understand the meaning of salt and what that means in our faith today about being salt, not losing our saltiness, not losing our passion for God, right? That happens sometimes. We get all fired up for Jesus and things happen, but we've got to get back into his word, get back in fellowship. To the ends of the earth, that we begin to see God's will being done on earth as in heaven. So until we're doing what God's called us to do, engaging in ministry and being the salt of the earth, that's what we're doing, his will as it should be done. You are the salt of the earth. Wow. You are the light of the world. That's a big responsibility here this morning. You're the salt of the earth. You're the light of the world. See, it's not just on your shoulders. We're going to be doing this together. All believers, all Christians, the entire family of God, all believers, that together we're trying our best to be the salt of the earth and the light to the world, wherever that might be. So my question to you this morning is, have you lost your saltiness? You know you have it. You're here this morning. But you know what? Let's be honest this morning. We know some people have lost their saltiness. Don't really have a desire to be in church this morning. It's a worldwide problem. It's certainly happening in our area and in this country that people just aren't interested in church and lots of things that are might require some of their time, right? So what do we do about that? Well, we can't be concerned about all those. We're here this morning because we understand this, call that you are the salt of the earth. So the next time you, and it's okay to have salt. I'm going to have some here in a little bit. But it's okay to have salt. In moderation, they say, right? Salt in moderation. Anything in moderation is good. But man, God in moderation, I don't know. I can get enough of him, right? I can get enough salt. Some of you cannot get enough salt. I can't get enough of Jesus, right? That's where we should be. So we're going to do a little activity. So I have this song here. Father's going to play. And we're just going to close. Just with some quiet. Uh-oh, there's some pepper mixed in here. Sorry, let's take the salt. So I thought you'd just take a packet of salt. You're not going to use it. You're not going to use it today. But I want you to just, sometimes we need to have reminders, you know? That's why sometimes people wear crosses around their neck. We have a cross in the church to remind us. But I say all the time, every time you get up in the morning, believing you have another day, that God's called you to another day, has a plan for you. When you get up this morning, when you get up tomorrow morning, man, I'm going to be the salt of the earth and a light to the world. I'm going to let my light shine. And yeah, you might actually have some salt in your table. I'd like for you to take a packet of salt. And I just want you to tuck it away somewhere, wherever, that this might be a reminder of what God's called you to be the salt of the earth. And maybe you know someone who's just kind of been disinterested in the church, fall away from their faith, you know. I know I make my comments sometimes, appropriate or inappropriate, but my true desire is everybody being in church somewhere. Next door, the Methodist church, the Catholic church, the Presbyterian church, whatever. If they're Bible-based and learn about Jesus, that's where you need to be. Not everybody can fit in here. We'd love for everybody to be here, but we're all, but see, if everybody went to church, and everybody said they were a believer, and everybody said they loved Jesus, really was making a true effort to be a salt to the earth. God can use you in your own home, too, right? You can be a salt to the earth in your own home. God can still use you there to call people, encourage people. God can use you anywhere. So I'm just going to give this basket. I'd like for you to take a packet of salt and just pass it around. And just make sure that everybody, if you need a couple packs of salt, maybe you can take one to someone. Just to remind them that they're the salt of the earth. But see, when we lose our saltiness, like this salt probably should be thrown out because it's lost its saltiness. I don't know. It might be okay, but I know it's been here a while. But you know what? When you lose your saltiness, when you lose your way and lose your faith, does God discard you? No, he doesn't. God still loves you, right? So I just want you to hold on to that packet of salt and think about ways that God might use you. As I just read about, God can use you in your schools, your communities, your work, your nation. God can use you to be salt of the earth. So take your packet of salt. You can have a couple if you'd like. If you want to take a couple packets of salt, if you say, hey, so I got some salt today at church. But it may not be the salt you're thinking about. This is the salt of the earth. This is what God's called me to do. He's called you to do the same. So what do you think about that? You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. See, to you, we're all important. God has a plan for each of us. He loves us all. When we lose our saltiness, he doesn't discard us and throw us out. But he still has a plan for us. And he waits for us to come back and embrace him. So we're just going to close in prayer. And just spending some time thinking. Just spending some time praying and thinking about what God might use you to do this week. What God might have you to do this week. That you would be a salt to the earth. That you would be a light to the world. That you would let your light shine. Let us pray. Fathers, we read your word. We know there's some serious instructions that we're to love one another, period. God made me do that. We're to forgive one another, period. So your word instructs us and calls us to do. And today we're reminded that you called us to be the salt of the earth. And also reminding us we're to be the light of the world. God, we're here this morning because we understand that we know how much we need you. We've come today to praise you and worship you and study your word because we know how much we need you. And I think we all have been or probably at some point will be in that place where you just kind of lose that softness. But God, we're thankful that you're still there. You still love us and you're still speaking to us and guiding us and leading us and directing us. Help us as we go from here today that we might be what you've called us to be. That your plan and purpose will be fulfilled. Your will be done in our lives. That your plan and purpose will be fulfilled in this church. That your will be done at First Baptist Church. But in every church. As we all go as Christians and believers. To be the salt of the earth. To make things better. Well, we know a lot of people that are down and out. And think nothing will get better. And think they have no hope. We serve a God who is the hope. We know a Savior. Who came to be everybody's hope. God, help us this week to be the salt of the earth. That this might just be a visual reminder that we get discouraged, that you still love us. Get back up off our feet and get moving. Maybe we could help encourage someone to do that this week. Someone we haven't seen in a while. Someone just is disinterested in church, falling away from their faith, or just really have never had faith. God, use us. Help us. And if we need to say something, we do that too. That people might see Jesus in us. God, we love you. And I pray for us. Anybody here this morning has a decision to make to join the church, be baptized, surrender their life to you, give their life to you, to come back to you. They've lost their softness, and today they've just got to come back and ask you to be in control. Whatever it might be. Maybe there's someone here you're calling to be a missionary or to do mission work here in their own community or do something. Whatever it might be, God, may we be obedient today. God, we love you. God, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus is all the world to me. Boy, he is to me. Jesus is all the world to me. Is Jesus all the world to you? You say you love him? Well, if Jesus is all the world to you, you really love him. He says, go, be the salt of the earth, and let your light shine. As we stand and sing, if you have a decision to make, or if you need prayer, we invite you to come. As we stand and sing on page 510, Jesus is all the world to me. He's my friend.